Yeah, give me one second. Responding to a thing.
Oh, you're good. We are currently recording, so I do often want to say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Comic Chronicle podcast. Welcome in. And this is Gavin and I are here talking to you. I'm your host, Dakota Morgan, coming at you, Phoenix, Arizona. Didn't say that in the last one, just realized that. The folks at home, we are going to be talking about some comic book stuff here today. We can talk about a thing real quickly here that Gavin has been working on for a project if he wants to talk about it. If not, we do have a few other things. We literally just got done recording another one. Holy shit. Hello. It's always terrifying seeing someone pop up on Zoom. If you guys are, we're going to get business out of the way right now. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, guys, for talks with me and Gavin, with news, interviews, majority interviews that I do with people from all over comics, news, reviews, and just talk show segments here, too. Like we just talked about the new Suicide Squad Kills, where they basically the new Arkham universe. We just talked about that. I'm at Dakota underscore Morgan 97 on Instagram, Twitch, Coda Rex 97. Video game playthroughs, Dakota Morgan on YouTube for paleo content, as well as the show in video when we have video for it. And Trick X, Triple X, Twitter, Dakota Morgan 3. Gavin, where can I find you? Real quickly, we're going to knock this out of the park.
Super Suits on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. You also can follow some of my work coming out on Batman: Soul of Gotham. Just got done with 6 days of shooting, and it was a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. All righty. So we literally just were talking about how this is going to be very chill. What do you want to make this? Do you want to talk about the what you were doing, buddy, or no?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Yeah,
Oh.
I can. There's
Oh.
a couple of
You
things.
want to hear something interesting first?
Yeah,
I
go
did
for it.
find the fan film I wrote.
Oh,
Batman
great.
Attack in Silence. DCFU Fan Universe. Is that a page?
Did you send me that one? I feel like I would have remembered that name.
Hold on, let me
You
look at the
should
credits.
be able to check who you
Starring.
shared with. While you're doing that research, I'm gonna grab a drink. One second.
It was not you that I sent it to.
Ah! All right. I was feeling real bad. You had me feeling real guilty for a second. I
Oh
was like, oh shit, did
God.
I leave him on red?
No. It's John Roniger, by the way, active listener of the podcast. And also he does a lot of cool shit. Scumbag Gaming as well, by the way. Real cool guy, big supporter. He's actually bought a few merchandise things from us as well. He's gonna fucking shit up Rick that I didn't fucking talk about him on that podcast. Oh, he's gonna fuck.
Oh,
Yeah, because the podcast got a thing too. So you can check it out, guys. I wrote the thing for him. So yeah, we're gonna make a little intro video for him at the end, at the beginning of the next one. We're gonna definitely talk about that and be like, hey, it's John. Oh, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. Yeah, no, I did that one. It was really good, by the way. I will send you a link to it. It was pretty I liked it, by the way, too. It was 4 fucking years ago. Holy shit.
let
Jesus.
me. I've also got to grab my dog. She's kind of throwing a fit. I'm listening, though.
You are good. You are good. So I figured what we could do is this is gonna be a talk show segment. This is gonna be the I think what we should do is the newsroom. So welcome, folks, to the newsroom here today. This is kind of an impromptu. I asked Gavin at the beginning of the day because I needed to record some content. And believe it or not, I actually between pet sitting all my other jobs, actually had time to fucking record here. My God. I'm probably gonna do some streaming after this, CodaRex 97 on Twitch. And we're going to be talking about the news going on here recently. Recently, we just did an episode talking about the Suicide Squad, and we're going to be going over the news of other stuff as well here. So, in the news recently in comics, there's been a lot of shit going on. So, X-Men 97 has been coming out, and we can do a little segment on that if Gavin so chooses. We can do that.
Oh, fuck
I
yeah.
so we'll talk X-Men 97. So we're going to talk that. We'll talk about DC. DC stuff being deleted off of DC animation stuff being deleted off of HBO, well, not HBO, off of Max. Over
Fucking
15,
disappointing.
you knew about it. I was wondering if you knew about it. So over 15 fucking animated movies, all the way from last year, by the way, too. JSA World War II, awesome animated movie, loved it. Now taking off. We're gonna talk about that. And Gavin, I think there is also some other news as well. There has been also a thing that has happened here. We are going to talk about mental health here a little bit as well. We might talk about that. I might save that for later.
That actually fits in some of what I want to talk about the event as well. So
The
hopefully I'll be
event.
able to use that as a the shooting. While I was shooting, there was a I had a pretty good conversation with Kevin Porter about mental health, actually.
Oh. What does it has to do with Ed Piskor?
No, not familiar off the top of my head.
Yeah, it was a comics creator and whatnot too. He credited Hip Hop Family Tree. He did X-Men Grand Design as well. So he did a lot of stuff. He did a lot of hip hop as well. He did majority known for hip hop, but he did a bit of work in comics when he recently took his life. So I do want to say too. Is we're gonna yeah, that was recently a couple days ago, I believe. We're gonna talk about that real fast here, and I'm gonna give you guys. I didn't prep this. This is kind of impromptu episode going on here. Is if you are feeling anything along those lines, I do want to say too that was a thing. We're gonna talk about it here. I'm gonna probably do my own episode on this to talk about it because I'm gonna talk about some stories. The 988 suicide hotline has now launched, by the way, too. So you just call 988 as a it's like 911, but instead for suicide as well. You can text home to 741-741 as a crisis counselor as well. So, and it's all free as any of those is very much helpful for you, I should say. 1-888-333-2377 as well. That is a number you can call. So all these are numbers you guys can call. And if you are feeling anything along those lines here, that is a number you should call as well. Like it is definitely something getting back to Zoom here. Definitely something I've gone through my own thing of it before. I'm save that talk on there. But we're just talking about that because it does tie in the comics and it was in the news recently. So condolences to his family as well. And yeah.
That's I've struggled with that a little bit too. There's I don't know,
Majority, yeah.
it affects a lot of people.
A majority of people, I think, have gone through something like it. If you don't, then you're a rich kid who doesn't know anything. I'm gonna piss off a lot of people. But no rich people are listening to this podcast. So, God damn, I just fucking highlight a lot of people. So, yeah, that is a thing there. So, going forward now, there too, though, folks, a little more on the positivity side here. We're gonna ease into it, talking about how, you know, if you're working comics or anything like that too, comics is stressful with me, hip hop industry as well. You know, I do comics and it's stressful with the company I work for, SGGS. You know, it's stressful with that too. You know, being with the startup comic book company is stressful, you know, putting everything you have into it. It's a lot of stress, anxiety in that too. You know, doing a podcast is, and, you know, trying to keep up with fans and, you know, people wouldn't think of the stress is stuff like that too. But like, I got a lot of real world stress. You know, I got a lot from my own stuff. That's why we turned to comics. I talked about it in a recent interview, actually, about like dealing with being an animal cop from back in the day for the Humane Society, being in criminal investigations, actually, which I don't talk about much on this podcast. I did have an old show called Nature's Radio where I actually brought on one of my fellow officers and we talked about it. So, yeah. And that is a thing with that. So you do get a lot of mental shit from that. So that is a thing as well. So, you know, we turned to comics and we turned to the podcast, the theme around comics and all the shit like that too. We turned all this stuff to say, hey, we're escaping it. You know, it should be positivity. You know, creators should be treated well. Unless that creator's a piece of shit. You know, like unless they're
Yeah, fucking Dan
misogynistic.
Snyder.
I was keeping it in comics, man, for the fucking podcast.
I don't know. I'm keeping it timely for the
Oh
hashtags.
God, I
I don't
had to
know.
have a lot of fucking drinks.
I finished that on my flight, and like
Oh, you
it
watched
was
that on a
really.
flight? Jesus.
Yeah, I
My
mean it
God.
doesn't like. I heard it was bad. I
Yeah.
just,
Well, bad in a
and then
good
it
way.
like.
Bad in a way. Bad in a way of like how
Yeah,
bad
like
things
it
were.
needed to be
Great documentary.
exposed.
Yeah. Great
Yeah, it was,
documentary.
but like, fuck, it put a lot of shows that I really liked like into a perspective that like, oh, I can definitely see that looking back now. Like, there was some sketchy shit that I didn't catch because I was a fucking kid watching it,
Yeah.
and like, I don't know, like,
I thank
man,
God I was a
it.
Cartoon Network kid.
Yeah, and well, I
Thank
mean, like,
God.
yeah, it definitely Fox Kids and like, all the people who worked on X-Men and Batman were adults. So
Yeah.
there's feel a little better there, but like even just reading Kevin Conroy's thing about like kind of being turned down for a lot of roles because he was a gay actor. Like there's it's there was I don't know, there's a lot of weird stuff in that industry.
Yeah.
But that is like that kind of stuff is, I don't know, some kind of stuff that you'd expect would have been out of it. Like as terrible as it sounds, like harassing adults is one thing, but harassing children is an entirely separate thing. Like that
Very
puts
much
you at like
so.
a monster level,
Yeah,
you know.
that's
So
it's
like,
very much fucking so on that one. Yeah.
but anyways, yeah, we got real
Yeah,
heavy
I
in this
mean,
episode real fast.
we did, but I at least wanted to mention it there. I did want to at least talk about it because, we can't just ignore shit like that, and especially because it was a comics creator as well. We, no, it's something we can't ignore. So, but as we were saying though, we turn to the comic stuff as an escape in a way. I've done that for fucking years. I literally starved
Yeah.
myself for books in fucking high school because I was like, I'm depressed as shit moving from 15 years in one city, well, not one city, but like one state, and moving from Illinois to Arizona for in the early 2010s and 2010s and stuff like that. Like, that's a fucking culture shock. Back then, it was a culture shock, which makes me fucking old that that was over 11 years ago. But, and I was depressed as hell with that. So, like, I turned to comics and, rest in peace, the comic book store that I used to go to that was down the road from my old house. So, I turned to comics, and a lot of people turn to comics for that. I mean, you probably have a similar story too. Like, we turn to comics and creativity there. So it's an escapism. People turn to movies, people turn to TV shows, people turn to my wife, she turned to hiking, she turned to, and it's a whole thing with that. And, we all have our escapes and shit like that. And it's,
That sounds like a much more healthy escape than, but like talking to a therapist,
you say that,
I
and
just,
then she does 180 miles. So here we are. She's gonna correct me that
180
fucking number. I
miles?
know her. Oh, sure, close
What's
to
the
it.
timeline on that?
She, ooh, a long time. Very long time. She's gonna correct me that number because she's a big listener. Shout out to you,
Is that
Kayla. I love you.
cumulative?
Yeah, straight. Yeah, she
Okay.
was gone for months at a
Okay.
time for hiking, by the way. No,
Oh,
she's great.
okay.
Yeah,
All right.
she's great.
That
She's a
makes
wonderful.
sense.
No, it's a straight shot, by the way. It is a straight shot. Like,
Okay. Because, like, when I was a kid, we did like 50 miles in like 5 days for a Boy Scout thing. And it was like 50 years of the Boy Scouts or some such shit.
oh yeah,
So,
no, she
like,
starts. Oh, what are you saying?
100 miles is wild, but a wild thing to do by yourself.
Oh, there's
Or
partners.
like
Yeah,
whatever
there's
she's
partners
doing.
and stuff too. There's a lot of stuff too. Oh, we could. What, she's gonna go off on this. She's a
All
very
right,
avid
all right.
listener.
We don't
So we're
want
not, I don't want to
to.
mistake anything here because I'm new to the whole family thing of hiking. We're going hopefully to rim, hopefully soon, which is one end of the Grand Canyon to the other. It's a lot. It's like 70, 80 miles.
Oh,
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. But yeah, I'm
nice.
getting trail runners and shit like that, hopefully. So it's gonna be cool. I'm fucking pumped for this shit, man. I'm fucking, it's, yeah. I love it. I love it. She, bless that woman in her heart. Jesus. So yeah, man. Like, it's definitely a thing here of, yeah, that's the thing there. So we turn to that. So diving into the news. So kind of, I'd wanted to transition here a little bit. So we're diving into it. The news, Gavin. We're gonna talk about X-Men 97. We're gonna talk about, what was the other thing again? Oh, DC taking stuff off. What was the other thing? Anything else you want to talk about on this news segment? We talked about, obviously, awareness of suicide, but
Well, so I wanted to talk a little bit about the Batman project I was just shooting.
yes, we can do that. Yes. Would you like to dive into that first, or do you want to save that for last? We can tease people. We should tease them. Give them a little nip slip. A little tease.
Okay, we'll
Yeah,
wait to
save it
the
for
end.
last. Yeah, we'll save it for last because
Yeah.
X-Men
So let's
97.
dive in with X-Men 97 then.
Fuck, it's good. Oh, it doesn't have
Because we
any
just got
right to
done.
be this good. It doesn't have any right
No,
to be this good.
they had to. They knew I so in preparation, I was rewatching the original show from 92 up to 97. And like it tackles some shit real early. And I mean early in terms of like what kind of stuff that they were dealing with for the 90s to be talking about, like, but also for the age that the show was directed at. Like they are there's an episode about disease being spread, which like I can't watch anything like that without thinking about COVID.
Well, they were probably
There's
talking during
also,
the time period. You got to think they're probably talking about AIDS.
but that's the thing, is like any sort of thing like that, they're able to apply to any story because the thing kind of keeps happening. You know,
That's kind
like
of, yeah.
when COVID hit, like there when AIDS was the big thing, you know, there was a lot of hate towards people in the LGBT plus community that were getting all the hate and all the shit about it. And then once we get to
Asian descent as
COVID.
well. There was a lot of, oh, you're talking about the other thing, my bad. Yeah, Asian families are
Getting
being
to
hated
COVID,
on for it. Yeah.
and even like even post World War II, like there was
Oh,
still
God.
people who like mistook people who were not Japanese for being Japanese and attacked them based on that. I actually wrote a little bit of a rewrite for Thomas Wayne's parents where something like that happens
Oh, shit.
to his mom,
Oh shit.
and his yeah. It's I'll tell you about it later,
I
but
mean, Fort Minor Kenji. That explains all you need to know. That explains, that song alone fucking, it's not really a song, it's more of a history lesson. Like, hey, here you go. That one needs to come back because
and
people forget about that.
so like for one, like one of the things I keep hearing about because or for a while we heard about was Morph being non-binary, and like it's not even a fucking, like, they haven't even addressed it specifically in the show. Cyclops just says they. And, like,
Yeah,
so it's always funny.
he's a morpher, so he literally can morph into like anybody and stuff like that too. Why, out of all the characters, it makes fucking sense that that's the case, because like it's a person who can go from he to she, like and like at a split fucking second, and does whatever doing it too, by the way. I mean, morph would be the partner I want to be with because that's fucking hot. But like, that's the thing. Like, you're like,
But that's like they, what I mean is that they, like, so many people like kind of latched onto that, and it hasn't even been like a fucking plot point. You know, it's just been like that's who they are, moving on now.
Do you know what a plot
And
point
that's
is, though,
like,
they've done with them? The plot point of him having fucking PTSD from Mr. Sinister. That's a thing.
yeah, like that's. Yeah, that's a fucking plot point for them, but they and like but it has nothing to do with any of the other stuff. But anyways, on to the rest of the show, because I don't want to keep politicizing something that if it's I don't really, but it's still like the X-Men have always been political, but even now, like the way they're handling it, oh fucking Magneto. I am loving this version of Magneto. Like
So good.
the fucking when he was crying, I wasn't sure if he was gonna step on that guy's face.
Oh yeah,
I was like,
he teetered that line. They teetered that line of
yeah.
like, is he
Oh.
gonna go like super bad? And also, we've already seen blood on the show. Are we gonna see more? Because like, they don't care. They know their audience is adults. They're like, here you go. They will fucking
Yeah.
like. They even ask him, they're like, did you kill them? Like they were like straight up like, are they dead? And it's like, no, they should be, but they're not. And they're like, holy
Yeah,
shit.
he was.
Like,
Oh
the
man,
UN
he is
was not fucking around. I
so
like how
cool.
immediately he shows up and the UN is like, you, like you have so much. And they even like the meteor
The
Magneto
fucking
thing.
helicopter thing, like
Oh yeah, he was like, I can
they're
kill
really
you.
making sure you know he's a bad motherfucker that could mess you up at any point if he wanted to, and you are so lucky he doesn't want to right at this moment,
Exactly. I love that.
like.
They're like, our guns are anti and our uniforms, they're a polymer. And it's just like, yeah, but your
Like,
helicopters
what
aren't, you
about
dumbass.
you
And it's like,
showed
ooh.
up in metal helicopters?
And you left them there, you
Also,
idiots. I thought that like,
I'm
they
liking
got
the new Paper
real
Light.
close. That's the closest in a cartoon I've seen people like being murdered like that in a Marvel thing in a while. Like they were just like, hey,
Yeah.
like we can we're gonna
Oh
teeter the
man,
line of
and
like these
I.
razor blades, man, or the chopper blades.
They're fucking. Oh, and the battle with the Sentinels in the first
Oh
episode, like the
yeah.
Jambalaya mix-up, fucking awesome. Give
Oh.
them the forecast. Like,
Yeah, yeah.
holy shit.
Oh fucking
Storm.
God.
Oh man, I got chills. I was like, all right, hit me with lightning next, please. Like,
It's
fucking. Man, it was so good.
it's
Cyclops' fucking fall. God damn it. I like Cyclops now.
yeah, him using the
I.
laser beam. Yeah, it they make sense. Like, sorry, I had something in my other. Like, it makes sense with the laser and him seeing him be like, I blast and
Maneuverability
he
that
moves
fucking
fast.
like. Yeah.
Yeah,
It's.
so good.
They're. I think they knew how good the original show was, so they knew they couldn't fuck around. They were like, we can't give a show at the same level. We gotta do our best to try to reach higher. And like the combinations of the powers is really what's getting it for me.
Oh,
Like
yeah, the team ups, like they knew,
Bishop being like, hit me. You
yeah.
know.
Oh, and by the way, they made it easy when they were just like, a year has passed since everything. And if you want to know what happened in that year, take a look at the damn comic they have now. Like, cool. A year is to say we can tie up all the fucking plot threads that were our thing tied up in a year. There we go. All said and done. And now it is the writing in it. Animation is beautiful. Acting, beautiful. The writing in it is like, hey, we made it so old school fans are like, fuck yeah, but we are someplace I know we're continuing. And fans who've never seen the original series can start here, get caught up with everybody, and have a really good point. That is some
Yeah.
talented fucking writing right there to be able to
To
have
mesh
you.
them to like be a
Yes.
new show
Yes.
while also being a sequel.
Yes, I couldn't do it. You couldn't have paid me to like you know what? You could I could do it, but I'd have to be in that there oh there had to be so, I there's
There'd
gotta
have
be
to be
so many
so much
writers.
research.
Oh yeah, the writer's room
Like,
for that would be a fucking Avengers Endgame when they're trying to figure shit out from the stones of like the time periods. Everyone's fucking this
and
weeks of
I
work. Hey guys, Dakota here, coming at you with a little ad break and ways that you can actually help support the show. Maybe asking, how can the hell can you do this? Well, how you can do it is by going into the description for this episode, wherever you guys are listening, and clicking the link on there for Redbubble. That's right, folks. We have the store, and we used to have it and promote it a little bit more, but it's coming back now, folks. The Redbubble store for the Comic Chronicle podcast. Go to the link down below to support. You can get the Comic Chronicle logo, and as well as other logos I have created for the show and for you to wear on bags. Bags, shirts, sweaters, all stickers, magnets, all the stuff like that. You have Blockbuster Kid, Vigilante in Training, the podcast logo, and much more. So if you guys want to help support the show, go on over. Everything is 25% off for this year. We are doing that, guys, bringing it back for you and giving you guys a discount. So be sure to go over there, check it out, help support the show, and have some pretty good stuff. And now back to the show.
the fucking, oh man, I love Beast. I've always loved Beast,
Yeah.
but just that little like his little bit with the Sentinel and just driving him around like a
Yeah,
fucking
like a mech.
Jaeger. I
It's
was like,
great.
oh man, what, like everybody's playing at 100, like
Yes, yeah.
fucking Rogue flipping that fucking thing
Yes.
in the opening.
Yep.
Everybody is so strong. Everybody's
Dude.
pulling in like
So,
100%.
I don't want to get in the heavy
Nobody's like
spoilers.
learning their powers.
We're not going to talk about the heavy spoilers in there, but like, it's because people should fucking watch this. But like, all I'm gonna say is a name, and that she terrified me. Madeline Pryor.
Oh, man.
Don't talk about it because that's a big fucking thing. And for people who don't,
I
I mean, if you
did.
know X-Men, you know it's a thing, right? But like the
Yeah,
way we're gonna
I
do a
did
series
call
review on
parts of
this.
it when I was
Yeah.
talking to my fiance, and she was like, and she didn't know about the character, but her middle name is Phoenix, and she was like, she's learning stuff about the character, and I'm like, I liked, oh man, Mr. Sinister looks cool in the new show as
He's
well.
scary. He's fucking scary. And they
Yeah.
established him in 2 fucking seconds of him, too, by the way. They're like, here you go. Who's so Sinister? Because no one, the common folk don't know Mr. Sinister. They don't know him. They're like, who the
Yeah,
fuck is
and I
that?
liked, again, I like Beast's
Yeah.
little bit about it, like no other name but Sinister. Like he said it like fucking
Yeah.
Winkleberg. He
Yeah.
fucking
Yeah. And they faced him before too, but they made it seem like it was their first time facing him, if I remember correctly, right? They faced him before?
Yeah, they faced him a couple of times. Morph had
Yeah.
him,
So like they.
or he had Morph for a while.
Yeah, he did. Then they talk about
I
that.
think.
Like they, so they really made it like, again, that ties into the writing of like, we making it new, but still paying tribute to the old. And there's a
There was,
fine
I
line, and it did
just
it.
watched an episode in season two where he has Scott and Jean for a little while, and I'm starting to wonder some stuff.
Yeah, we can't spoil anything.
It's,
Hold on.
yeah,
We don't want to spoil, but like it's.
I'm trying not to be super specific, but those who
Yeah.
know, shit. Those who
Yeah,
do not.
it's Disney Plus has really got themselves a banger. Like they knew with all the toys that are coming out, like all the toy series of X-Men 97, all the comic books, the current X-Men comics tying into going back old
Just the
school.
previous show already,
The
like
previous show, yeah. But like all
they
the
knew they
news
had a lot.
oh yeah, well the new
And
stuff they're
especially
making.
with the
They're
way the movies have been going, like
yeah.
they haven't really been able to put a lot of weight behind a lot of the movies, because they don't know how it's going to be received.
Well, no, we know what it's going to happen now. We know it's going to be whatever's happening. Like, this shows Marvel and this shows Disney. Like, hey, people want this style of X-Men. You know, the Krakoa Age was a
Give
thing.
us combos. Give us people using their powers to like the
Exactly.
full extent. Because
Well, I'm
like these
talking
people
about
have been using them.
style. I'm talking about
Yeah.
team ups. I'm talking about all the stuff like the costumes because they've been putting it in the MCU in a little bit. Like, here's some 97 shit. And they're like, okay. And it's like, here's some of that.
I
Here's
think
Xavier's
that's
chair.
where Monica Ro Rambeau ended up.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think.
She, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's no way it's not.
Yeah.
And yeah, so to have that as a cool thing. Like, X-Men 97, I can't wait to see more of this show. Like, I finally caught
If
up last night and I was having some whiskey. I was doing the Comic Chronicle cocktail. And
yeah,
we'll talk about it. It hasn't come out yet. So I don't know when this is coming out. Besides that, stay tuned for that. Social media. And you know, going into it, like I had a cocktail, the Comic Chronicle cocktail, and I was watching episodes 2 and 3. I was behind a little bit because of work, right? Holy shit. That's like, I can't wait for more. We're gonna do a whole episode on X-Men 97 because
oh yeah.
I'm a little strict for time. I'm looking at the time like, oh fuck. Taking a look at it now. We're gonna move right on for the news, going into the deletion. They purge.
Oh man, I kind of feel like that's something James Gunn might have been doing.
Yeah, I got that too. I got that too. I feel like that they're really being strict on the streaming services of what they get. But they took off the Return of the Joker from Batman Beyond. Like, what the fuck? Like, that was
Well,
such a good
they took off
movie.
Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah, that
They
too.
like,
They
and
took it
a
off
lot of that stuff
all of
is
it.
on Netflix now, but it's also leaving there.
Right,
And
that's oh,
like,
when is that gonna? Yeah, but you have a whole DC section, and you have a whole DC animated section. The new Suicide Squad animated
I
movies,
think.
those are gone too. Like I have to go to my fucking the collector shop, Zia Records here in town. Shout out to Zia, sponsorship. Hey, I have to go to there to buy them for like $5 at my DVD because there's a couple of them I rewatch every year because they're so fucking. The
Yeah.
Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2. Are you fucking kidding me? I would like what the fuck? Why?
I think that gives us an outline of both like some of the stories they might be touching on, as well as I think James Gunn hears the phrase superhero fatigue and he's like, all right, have some time without him. And
Oh, you
then
think
we're gonna give
that?
you Superman.
Okay. All right. I can. I mean,
Because
I hope to God,
I
no.
think,
I
because I've
hope
got
not.
most of those movies on my movies anywhere by now. Like, I don't have some of the newer live action ones. Like, I don't have the Peacemaker series or whatever.
Yeah.
But
You keep talking. I have a list of the stuff.
I think it's a starve out tactic. I think it's a,
Wait,
you
what?
wanna, you're tired of superheroes. Cool. We're gonna give you a little bit of time without them. And
So
then you're gonna get Superman.
they took away the animated universe from that started with Justice League War. All of those are gone. The Assault on Arkham tied into the Arkham universe, by the way. I love that animated movie. That was fucking awesome. I don't think it's
Who
canon
was that
anymore.
Deadshot, though?
Yeah, that's true. We don't talk about that.
Yeah.
The most Superman, Batman, Public Enemies, Crisis on Two Earths. Oh, I know the Red Hood's gone. Doom. I rewatched Justice League Doom. That shit still holds up. So basically that animated movie universe that they had before. Batman Beyond: Return of the Joker, Mass Effect, Supergirl 1984 is gone, Catwoman's gone, 2004 is gone, the 2005 Constantine is gone. That's gone. So there's some live action stuff as well.
A lot of these are characters he's working with.
Green Lantern is gone.
Like,
The 2011, isn't that Ryan Reynolds movie?
yeah.
That's gone. Lego Batman the movie, DC Heroes Unite 2013, that one's gone.
Lego Batman's gone?
I think that's a different one. I think that's a different one.
Oh, okay. I mean,
Yeah,
like, not of
DC
all of
Superheroes
them,
Unite.
that's not the
That's
one I'm most surprised about, but like,
no, that's a
it
different one.
seems like it would be the least relevant.
That whole universe that they had is gone. It looks like maybe one or two of them might have seen
Yeah.
through. The Injustice movie is gone as well. Legion of Superheroes, that's gone. That came out in 2023. By the
Some
way,
recent shit.
yeah, Scooby-Doo and Crypto 2, that's gone. That just came out. This Justice Society, as we mentioned, Death in the Family, the 2020.
Then is
Batman Hush.
Crisis on Infinite Earths not going to be on there? Like, is it not
Please don't
coming to
say that
Max at
because
all?
I haven't watched that yet. I still have to watch that.
Me either. I've been waiting for it to come on streaming, but I
Yeah,
think
because I'm
that might be
poor.
part of the deal. Is like,
Batman
yeah,
Begins
that
is, or
like,
Batkid Begins. My bad is gone.
I can. What? That was a documentary about the fucking kid. Why would you take that off?
That's gone.
Wasn't it?
Teen Titans, yeah. Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans. That's gone.
That's fine.
Like I said, I'm summing it up, by the way, saying that like the movie universes are gone because it's like Justice League: Throne of Atlantis, Justice League War.
Yeah,
They did not take
there's like
off Justice
17
League.
movies in that universe.
Yeah, they didn't take off Justice League Dark, but they trimmed the other ones. Watchmen in the animated movie is gone.
Man,
Crisis on Two Earths is gone. Yeah,
like,
like I said, yeah, no, that's a lot. So 1984
yeah,
Supergirl's
I think
gone,
it's a
live
starve-out
action.
tactic.
Could
I
be,
think
but they keep taking
the,
shit off. They keep every streaming
yeah,
service has
that's what
done
I'm
this
saying.
now. Like it's not
I
just
think.
this DC. They've done it before. Like Netflix has taken shit off. People have liked Paramount might have yet. I don't know. I mean, what
Yeah,
is Paramount?
but that's the other thing is like because so many of these streaming services or so many of these companies are starting to try to get their own streaming services
Yeah.
that like they're trying to figure out where the rights exactly go for some of them. But I think for DC, it's been so firmly at Warner Brothers that it can't be a coincidence that it's being pulled off of Netflix and Max at the same time.
Yeah, which also this goes to show I buy DVDs for a fucking reason. Like Suicide Squad kills the Justice
Yeah,
League, I
get
didn't
that
buy
digital
that.
code.
Yeah, I'm scared for video games as well. Like I have most of my games I've bought digitally right now, except for the recent one, because I'm like, I'm buying this fucking physical. I had to also because it was cheaper pre-owned at GameStop. But I
Yeah.
most of my movies I am buy if I don't stream them on something, if I don't wait to see them streamed, majority of my movies I am fucking buying. If I buy something, I am buying it physical. Pain in the ass for me moving recently, but like I'll tell you what, I have to worry about rewatch. I mean, I watch movies and shows all the time. Like, there's so many stuff I put on in the background while I'm writing comic books or working on this
Yeah.
podcast or working on the YouTube channel stuff for Dino Times, like all of it. If to know that that shit can just go at any moment because they're like, well, we had a legal thing, so we're just taking it off. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what if you had a plan to watch it with your family? Like, honestly, too, knowing that they have all this stuff on there, too, for like, they really went home and they're like, DC's all the DC is all on a Max. Subscribe to Max. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you
Yeah, and
doing?
now it's all gone. And
Yeah.
like
But it's a
it's
lot of shows that are like Netflix has taken off Netflix originals. And people are like, where the fuck can I watch this?
yeah it's yeah so I think that's a quantity deal. They're like they made so much for a long, long time that they're trying
Yeah.
to find like what is actually what people are
And
wanting.
I think that's
I
also a
think there's a
thing with
reason
this.
behind each of the takedowns. I didn't think about it till now, but I really think they're just trying to make room for like they want people to crave a superhero movie,
They do.
and the perfect one to start with is Superman.
Annoyed by it, but and also it didn't really make the news too much either. So like that's the thing as well.
Yeah, that's but
So
that's
people are gonna go
they
on there and
want you
figure
to
it out.
notice over time,
Yeah.
and then they want you to be like, they want you to be like, oh man, you got any of that good DC stuff? And then they're gonna drop a trailer, and then after it's out, when it comes on streaming, it's gonna bring everything else back,
We don't have
I
anything
think.
coming out for DC, do we?
No, not to leg not till what was Superman Legacy.
Yeah, just Superman now. We
Yeah.
don't. I think the only thing. Oh no, correction. We have a Harley Quinn season coming up. That reminded me of that.
Yeah, but like of things that they didn't take off, because a lot of those things are gonna connect. I think there's a
Yeah.
lot of I think he's got plans for a lot of those characters that he is hoping to kind of like sideline for a little while until people are craving for it to come back.
What is I hope that's
It's
what it is. I mean I hope it's something like that because I hope it's not
a hell
the
of a
we need to
fucking strategy,
yeah
but it's the
but
only thing I could think of that makes any sort of sense.
well there's the other factors that they just needed fucking room so they deleted a bunch of shit.
But why would they delete that when there's like fucking seasons of game shows that like people didn't know were on fucking Max, or like all sorts of random
Well,
other
who's to
shit,
say they're not
like
deleting that and we don't know about it? Because I barely found out about the news of this. I
fucking
found out
Wedding
from Boom.
Crashers is still on there and you fucking deleted Dark Knight
Well, that's
Returns?
because
Go fuck yourself.
there's a bunch of Karens out there, all right, man? Karens outnumber goddamn fucking... The Karens outnumber us
I
comic
don't think they
fans, all
outnumber
right?
Batman fans.
That's fair.
I don't think
Well, the
they outnumber
Batman fans
Batman
that
fans
would...
alone, let alone
The
the
ones
rest
that
of
would
DC
watch this
fans.
shit, though, like, on there... It's... I don't
I'll
know.
argue with a Karen all day. I'll argue with an army of Karens.
Well, I've
I don't give
argued
a
with plenty
damn.
of Karens in my time, and I definitely fucking will again. There is no way that's not going to happen anytime soon. So that's part of the news on there too. Other news to think about. What else did we miss before we get into the fan film? Before we get into that.
I've been watching The Bad Batch. Have you been watching that?
That is true. I have watched that. I might do an episode on that. We might do an
That's
episode on that.
also been pretty good.
That's a fucking great show, dude. I know it's not comics, but that's a great
I
fucking
don't know
show.
why I kind of like initially I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna care about these fucking clones, but then like the first two episodes I was fucking in it. I was like, don't you dare hurt
Mean, you
me
were a Clone
then.
Wars kid, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah,
Okay,
yeah.
so you should not have had that mentality because them motherfuckers made us care about every fucking clone in that show. Even the ones you died. Like, there was a whole thing where it was the clones against that Jedi Master, right? Like, fuck that dude.
Yeah,
Like,
it
you
was right
care about
after
him.
like I liked Andor, but there was a cut like Boba Fett wasn't exactly what I was hoping for.
That's true. But it is tied in the Clone
I
Wars.
was
And
just
if you know
feeling a
it's Clone Wars,
little
you're good.
Yeah, I was just feeling a little Star Wars tired at the time when it came
That's
out
fair. Yeah, that's
initially.
fair.
So
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I really hope this is good, but I don't know
Yeah,
if it's gonna
but
be like a proper to watch. And now it is.
Ahsoka though, Ahsoka Tano. That was a great season. That
Yeah,
was
I mean Rosario
beauty.
Dawson and absolutely anything. Like she
Oh
can
God, those Clone Wars flashbacks, dude. I cried so hard.
Yeah.
I
Oh
cried
man.
so hard, and I cried at majority of
And I'm
that
so
show.
glad. So circling back to kind of the conversation we were having in our first recording of today. Fucking that's another thing about the somebody getting like death threats.
Yes.
Both Anakins got that kind of shit.
Oh, they
Fucking
did,
Jar
yeah.
Jar Binks. Fucking Rose. Like fucking all these people who like are just joining a universe that they love. And people are fucking given death threats. A guy who played Morph. Like for no fucking reason other than that they played a character in a universe that they love. And that shit is some absolute nonsense. If anybody thinks that it's fucking okay, they should probably be locked up in some sort of an asylum.
Well, I mean, it also goes to the power of the internet too. Like, it goes into like the internet being a thing and why people feel like they can.
A
Well,
little.
people think they can do it and get away with it. Oh, fuck, they do it to the guy who hosts Holmberg. So Holmberg Morning Sickness is a radio show in town, right? It's like a second Stern basically, and he talks about some crazy shit. He gives some really interesting opinions. But what I'll say, they're Very much right. But like, it's still opinions that piss people off. Like, very much like Karen's, those people are pissed off, right? Because he goes after people and shit. And people, or he'll even like make fun comments and whatnot too. But like, it's all real shit. Like, it's all real talk. Like, it's like a whole lot of stuff. And he gets death threats and he reads them on the air. And he's like, congratulations, the police are at your door now because you think you can get away with this by just emailing me. And then when I call you out on an email thinking, oh, you know, that's what the fuck happened. And they're like, I'm so sorry. And it's like, no, you fucked up because you think and you have the mentality of, hey, I can say whatever the fuck on the internet. Guess what? They show up. I saw a TikTok the other day. Some person made anti-Joe Biden stuff. He's still currently the fucking president, you dumbasses. You can't put shit out there. Be like, oh, like, hold the yada yada. The FBI and Secret Service have showed up at people's doors. People, somebody recorded the Secret Service showing up, and it's like, they're gonna show up, you idiots. What do you think is gonna happen? I'll call them idiots. I don't fucking care. Like, you have literally threatened the president of the United States on the internet. The NSA right now is awake by this presence of me mentioning this. The NSA is like, tune into that man's phone in a Zoom call. And like, no,
But
I.
also, like, that's fucking true, though. Like, you can't just, like,
You can't.
you can't
You can't.
threaten people with blanket statements and, like, but I was thinking more about the impulse to do it. Like, if your first instinct when you read some shit that you don't like about somebody is like, well, time to mail a death threat, like, fucking go fuck yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, just
Like,
get the fuck out of it. Like, you're off my planet. Like, your life obviously is shit, so that's why you're taking it out on somebody else. Like, fuck off. Like, it's what it is. It's just, you
yeah,
need to stop. Like,
you're slowing the whole planet down behind you.
Yeah, I know.
Just
Yeah, you're slowing
fuck
it.
off.
It's a whole thing, and I don't understand it. Like, I really don't under I've never, even as a kid, I never understood it. You know,
Yeah,
I mailed one. What you got? I was gonna.
well, I just like I never would have mailed a death threat to somebody. Like fucking, I wasn't a big fan of Jar Jar Binks, but like I never wished ill on Ahmed Best. Like he was just an actor doing a part, and like again being a part of a universe that like he grew up with. He fucking there's no way that he just walked on the set not knowing about Star Wars before. Like he was excited to be added to the universe, and he got fucking de like he got sent into like a mental health fucking issue about it,
Well,
and
yeah,
that's
because
not.
it, yeah, I mean, you and I, as people in the creative industry, you know, we get it where it's. I get negative reviews on stuff sometimes too, right? Especially for the Suicide Squad game. A couple have appeared. Boy. And it's just like this, you know, there's that, as we talked about in the previous, previous recording, I'll say, timeline. So, like, there was that thing happening there. But, like, what I don't understand is, like, why, like, you know, we're gonna read these stuff, right? And they're like, well, I get given an opinion you don't like something, right? But not saying it's like dog shit. The person put their heart, like, when you talk about that person and their work ethic, you're like, fuck off. Like, if you don't like with their storylines, I don't like, that's fine. I'm gonna be like, cool, whatever, move on. You know, you don't have to be like, your work sucks. You need to like end yourself or end, you should end your career and shit like that. Like, you didn't like the storyline, but other people did. You know, I
Yeah.
don't. It's like when I get it, and you've probably gotten it too of like the negative comments. Like, it fucking still hurts. You know, I've done this show 7 years. I've gotten negative reviews. Well, I got a lot back when day when this podcast was in its huge prime of a couple years ago before when we were with we were at the media network Nerd Up Balls back in the day. We had a lot of
Yeah.
people. Numbers are huge. And let me fucking tell you, a little behind the scenes for you guys. Oh boy, I got a lot of positive reviews and a lot of people are listening and watching, but Jesus Christ, the negative ones were nuts. Like, they were rough. They were rough. And I've worked on films where it's like negative shit too. And I've worked on television shows where it's been negative too. And like, I've written book stuff. I've been a part of stuff where like it's gotten negative stuff too. And you though look at it, and when they go after your work specifically, it fucking hurts. You know, it really hurts.
And they go after like they get real fucking specific about it. Like it's unfucking reasonable. And it's like, what is happening in your life that you like both have the free time and the fucking anger about it? Like, go see somebody. That's not right, man.
There's a funny thing to it. I won't make a little thing is I had less fucking, I'm talking with like a pen in my hand. I have had like it hurt less when people coming after me with like negative shit when I was an animal cruelty investigator. When I was doing that shit, like even during the shit people give me when I was fucking trying to save lives, because I was also a field medic too. It was a 2-in-1 job. So like when you're doing shit like that, people give you negative reviews. Like, what are you doing here and shit like that? And I yelled at people. I was like, fuck off. And you know, people were like, what are you doing? You shouldn't yell at a person. I'm like, I'm gonna save a life. You need to get out of my fucking way. Or it's like a rescue or the same shit. Or like doing a cruelty investigation. The people came after me and people said a lot of shit to me. You know, people said a lot of hardcore shit and a lot of woo-hoo. Did a lot of shit too. But also too, didn't hurt as much compared to when you do when you put as a creative, when you put your heart out and do shit like that. I will tell you that for a fucking fact. When you're creative and put it in there too, and you get these negative comments on the internet and shit like that, that shit hurt more than the other stuff in the fucking field. When people pointing guns at me saying they're gonna fucking kill me for and I should end myself for doing this job. Like, you know, there's a whole thing. Like, it hurt more being a creative doing this stuff than it did in the field. I should tell you that.
Yeah, that's because
Wow.
you're like you're I it sounds like in the field you were doing a little bit more of putting yourself in between somebody who's like already doing harm, so it's kind of like an expected like, oh, they're kind of a shithead.
Not
But
all
it's
the
another
time,
thing to
yeah,
like
but there's sometimes where it was like, you know, people were innocent and I knew it. And I'm like, I'm here to prove your innocence. And it's like, fuck you. You shouldn't, why are you doing this job? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about? There might be an
helping
episode where,
animals.
and people too, man. I've done some shit for people a lot of the times as well in that job. And even beforehand, like, even in my own time, I've done a lot of shit for people. And people are like, oh, fuck you. You know, you should end your life because of what you've done. You shouldn't be helped. My family's done it too. They're like, you should, you know, you shouldn't meet. We're not getting into that, but it's a whole thing of why? Just don't do it. Like, get off the planet. Like, I don't. We could keep talking about this for that too, but I mean,
It takes some fucking cruelty and like to go after somebody like that.
oh, Kevin
Even if
Smith,
you don't
he was
like
a
a
big
shit,
one.
just don't fucking comment.
Kevin Smith and He-Man, that was a big one too. And I'm like, why the fuck? It's Kevin Smith. Why the fuck are you going that hard on that man? Like, we wouldn't have a lot of shit today without that brother. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and
You
like that
know?
guy is like a known fan. He didn't like
Yes. Yes.
he's just a guy who just his person like his public persona is guy who enjoys things. Like, how are you gonna be mad at that guy?
Exactly.
Like, even if you don't enjoy the things, like he's just out there creating stuff. Like,
Yeah, that's
fucking
it.
people like don't have a problem with Snoop Dogg doing whatever he wants, 'cause like I don't know. I just like leave people alone who are just trying to enjoy what they're doing. Like, if you don't like his shit, don't watch it.
Yeah, it's so simple. It's so fucking simple. Moving on though from the subject here though, we are gonna end things on a newsroom because I don't think as we're just recording or if we miss that much. Did we?
No, I don't think so.
Man, let me take a look.
Honestly, I've just been so focused on X-Men 97, and I went to NorwestCon recently.
Yes. We are oh a new issue of that King Kong book came out today. Interesting. I am just double checking the news at the moment. Apparently May 15th and 18th and 19th, Transformers the movie is coming out in cinemas. Oh, it's a
Oh,
reunion
what?
thing. It's a reunion screening. So, oh, okay, interesting. That's gonna be something we talk about right there. Yeah, I am not seeing too much of the news. There's been a lot of rumors coming out. There's also been a lot of leaks that have come out as well too. But we are not talking about those at all. I currently say that, and the algorithm is like, we know you want to see behind the scenes of the Punisher, right? And it's like, nope, not right now. So yeah. Oh shit.
I mean,
Yeah,
like, he
I'm.
looks the same. I've seen those pictures.
Yeah, there are new pictures that came out. He's all bloodied up and stuff. He's like, he's a Punisher. I'm like, I've seen all the leaked videos and stuff like that already.
Yeah, and, like, his suit looks the same. I knew they weren't going to do, like, a huge
Yeah.
revamp for him.
Exactly.
And, like, not to
Exactly.
say that I'm disappointed with him looking that way. I just mean, like, Frank Castle isn't the type to have a new suit, a suit for every occasion. He's not
Right?
Batman.
No, he doesn't. It's Frank. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care. I think that's pretty much about it. We're not gonna cover that shit. Like I do on the social medias, I do like news postings and whatnot. I don't know if you've seen it or not. Fans out there, if you follow me on Instagram, I do the news pictures, right? It's like a newspaper thing, and I can do a little quick thing about the news. I haven't done a few of those recently. There's been some most of the news and comics has been fucking rumors, and I'm not posting rumors. I'm not. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Or leaks, and I'm not wanting the leak Superman set stuff. I want to go to the premiere of Superman. And if this podcast gets any bigger as it did, then we can maybe go. So let's see how that works. But that, you know, I don't want to spoil shit either. I really don't. We talk about it,
Yeah,
but like
no
it's
matter how
done.
bad I want to see Metamorpho, like
Oh, yeah, don't
I just
spoil
want to be
it.
surprised by it.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna say who the fuck that we've seen set leaks photos of, and I don't. We're not gonna talk. No, well,
Yeah,
new.
no, there hasn't. Yeah, just to clarify, listeners, there has not been, to my knowledge, a leak of Metamorpho
Oh
anyways.
yeah,
He's just a
no.
character that I'm very interested in how they're going to handle it because,
Oh,
like,
I
there's
want
so
to
many
see Guy
versions.
Gardner, fucker. I want to see him more than Metamorpho.
That, man, you just put a guy in a vest and the hat and, like, you can do the, or the hair.
The
I
hat,
always
but it's
imagine that it's
Nathan
going to look like a
Fillion,
helmet.
dude. It's Nathan Fillion. Come on.
Yeah, and, like, I'm excited for that, but I don't know. Metamorpho is a much more challenging
That's true.
character, and I want
Yeah.
to see if it's a combination of practical and special effects.
Oh,
It's
Mr.
gotta
Terrific, by the
be.
way, as well.
Yeah, like I, especially because this will be like his second on-screen run in like 5 years, maybe
Yes.
10,
Yes.
just
Yeah,
because
yes.
Arrow ended a while back.
He's in that
And
one.
I'm more excited for this one. I was so excited to hear about that he was coming in Arrow, and it was
Yeah.
just not the personality I expected behind Mr. Terrific.
Can I say Mr. Terrific has made a huge comeback, by the way, in comics recently? He's been in Flash book for a while, and he's been in Justice League books. He's been in a lot. Mr. Terrific is in a lot of books right now. He's coming
He
back.
deserves some fucking respect.
Yes. So does everyone in the JSA. But moving on, though, Gavin, if you want to talk about it here, by the way, too, because I've seen, and you've told me a bunch about it right now. If you want to tell the listeners all about what you've been working on, I'm going to quickly go grab another beer. So I'll be right back. Tell the listeners
Sonic.
what's going on.
So I just got back from New Mexico and Texas working on a project called Batman Soul of Gotham. I'm gonna get into a little bit of how Texas is splitting hairs on their THC regulations. They sell THCA, which once added to heat, or once heat is added, becomes THC. I'm like, just fucking relax, Texas. Take a little bit home, smoke a little bit, and realize how much nonsense that is. But otherwise, the shooting was a lot of fun. There was a lot of really cool people on set. Everyone was really dedicated. There was a guy I met there named Leon, who has his own like family style of mantis kung fu, which that fucking struck me because I, as a German and Irish white guy, there's like drinking on this side and drinking on this side. And I don't really have any sort of martial arts from my family, but I always thought that was kind of cool. But we had 6 days of filming. We shot with Kevin Caliber, Kevin Porter, Diego Martinez. We're introducing a new version of Damian Wayne that's based. I'm gonna tell Dakota about this one specifically too, now that he's back.
Hello.
I got right to a part that I realized I think you're gonna be pretty excited about.
Yes.
There was a casting issue. We had a Damian Wayne, but because of some physical issues and some issues with family, he was not able to do the part. So the stunt coordinator, who's kind of Gary Choi, the guy who is really pulling all of us together, he his daughter is also a pretty practiced martial artist, and she auditioned for the part, and we ended up combining Cassandra and Damien into one character. So
Twisting
she's
it.
yeah, she,
All
man, that Amy is so dedicated to the role. So while I was
right.
there, some of the pieces I had to fit onto the actors, so I had to see him a couple of days in advance to be able to like form some of the pieces. But because of the recast, I had to build her costume all right there. And she was watching everything she could find for Damian Wayne. Like, we just had fucking movie nights for like 3 nights straight while I
Oh
was working on
shit.
stuff. She had all of her choreography down because she'd been practicing since she had the role, which was like only a month and a half, but she was in it. She kind of changed her voice to a little bit of the Damian Wayne from the Justice League War all the way up to Dark Apocalypse. Like she was really in it, and there was from what I understand, there was a moment where the director was trying to get her to be a little bit more noisy, like when chopping the sword or whatever. And Amy pushed back and was like, no, her first language was combat. She's gonna be fucking silent. She was trained by ninjas. And I was like, that's she fucking she's got her character down.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was really impressive because of her, like, because of her age and how quick she got into character. And because of who else she was working with, the Nightwing actor is a really good he does a lot of like flips and tricks and stuff like that, but he also has been working really hard with several of the martial arts. He's worked out his own Eskrima choreography. Like, a lot of these people are really trying to showcase their own skills. Everybody's bringing as much to the table as they possibly can. So it's a real passion project by everybody. Like, I was obviously a lot of the costumes. There was all sorts of there was a lot of Talons, both mo more modern and then kind of older ones. So there was a lot of like really cool fight choreography between the two of them, the two groups, as well as Mike Lee, who was behind the camera. He was doing all sorts of really wild, like, they were really focusing on how they were shooting things interesting. There's a sequence where the two groups of Talons are fighting each other, and they drop between like seven different groups in one shot, just like by the way they swung the camera. It was a really dedicated group, and
I like it.
it was a lot of fun to work with.
I like it. I realize I missed a call from my wife. To make sure she's all right. But I
Whoa.
do. My phone was off to the side. I was like, oh, let me grab my phone. I put it there. I'm like, oh shit. Realize I missed it a while back. But yeah, that. I mean, here's the thing: when you get a bunch of dedicated people like that, and you have people like she's doing with that, she's like, no, the character would do this. Hearing that as a guy who's worked in the film industry for many years, people don't like that. People do. Some people, it depends on the director, but majority of the time, it's I like that because that means you're dedicated to this fucking character and it's a really good thing. Other people say otherwise, but like,
Yeah, that's what I heard.
yeah, like to be able to hear that is great. And honestly, like what I've seen of pictures and shit like that too, you guys' costumes are great. Like they look amazing. They're on point. Like it's great shit. The video is awesome. Like it's. I'm excited. I'm real fucking excited.
Thank
Like, where are people going to be able to stay tuned for this, by the way?
you. So all the info, all the trailers is going to be on the Batman Soul of Gotham Facebook and Instagram pages. We're going to be trying to release a trailer within the next like month and a half, I think. And then from what I understand, we're going to be premiering these at this at different Comic Cons. So it's going to be a Comic Con exclusive for a lot of these locations. Yeah, we're trying to help revive the Comic Con. Seeing a lot of the fan films there.
That reminds me,
So
we have to talk Comic Cons at the end of this because there is some news, and I won't say what's going on for the regarding the podcast, but folks, if you're going to Phoenix Comic Con, you may see me. But I can't say any more. Just to stay tuned for that. Yeah, without getting in trouble with that.
yeah.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. So that's cool though. So you guys are gonna be doing it on YouTube there. You're gonna be doing it on Comic Con. Like it's cool that you're gonna be able to bring. There's Pedro over there. Pepe. Pedro the kitty. Brought him over in the video. You guys, if you're watching this, when I came back with my beer, I also had my cat. Fucking epiphany of me. Fucking definite. What's Dakota like? Well, he drinks beers and watches cats. Yeah, like that's cool though, man. And I really love how like you've been doing this for years, by the way. Like I think we had you on to talk about cosplaying once before, years ago at this
Yeah,
point.
it
And
was the
then
start of the work on the Flash project, and
yes.
after this week, there's just been a lot going on that's kind of slowed me down from being able to do it. But after this week, I met a lot of people who really revitalized my like push to do this. I'm working on the Indiegogo pitch. I'm working on getting the costumes together. I pulled them all out of storage. I'm trying not to take any other film projects except for ones that I can do myself for this specific stuff. So I'm working hard to try to bring a lot more this next year.
I like it. I like it, man. It's so cool. And here's the thing too, you have the full support of this podcast. And like, I think for viewers out there, like, we're just talking about it, right? Like, we're talking about like how we literally talked this episode, how a content and stuff that we like has been taken away. This ain't being taken away. We should get sued. But you know, this stuff is not being taken away. You know, like, we're not dropping, like, we're giving you guys more content here. Gavin, especially here. Gavin is giving you guys legitimately characters you love. You get to see them in other stuff. And with that
I'm trying.
combo,
I'm really working on.
well, a combo.
I'm trying to be the next James Gunn. Trying to
Some big
be
fucking
chumming
boots,
and working
brother.
with all these
That is
directors.
some big boots.
And I'm okay with that because I want to be working with these characters as long as it takes for me to get to that spot.
Yeah, you gotta make
They.
your own like weird movies where you talk about putting gerbil or fucking a rat. That
No, I won't. No, I won't. Please, please,
no,
please.
you're not gonna do that level of James Gunn. By the way, I fucking love all his work, even that
No.
shit. So
Yeah, he man, like Orgo Corp and fucking the fucking rats in the eye, like rats in the eye of Starro. That was a clever way to handle Starro. But like, I don't
oh no, I
know,
was
or
talking
like
about that
some
clip
stuff
where James
gets.
Gunn talked about fucking a rat, where he was like trying to get rats from, like, it was trying to get, like, it was a whole th yeah, no, it was weird. It was a weird
Not
tweaker
familiar. Not gonna
character.
look it up.
It's funny. His old work is great. Also, it's weird seeing him not gray. It's also kind of weird. James Gunn, you look great at gray, by the way. Again, that man was born to be silver. Like, he was born to be a silver fox.
Yeah, he doesn't look like old with it. He just looks
Mm-mm.
like, in the same way that like Storm kind of just has white hair. You're
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
yeah,
My wife is
you just have
waiting for
white
me
hair.
for it, by the way, because she told me, she's like, once you get your gray hair, I already have grays, but, and I'm fucking about to be 27. My wife was like, once you go full silver, you're gonna be the silver fox. And like, she compared it to like Liam Neeson in the A-Team. And I'm like, all right, I
Okay.
fucking, I'll do. I so I'm gonna be that hot. All right, I'll take this. Fucking no problem. Absolutely,
I'm
I'll be.
discovering that I've got like red in my beard. That's not quite the same, but
Oh, you
I
better
don't
take
know.
it.
I think it'll be hard to tell for a while because of me being blonde. I think it'll just be like, oh, is that
Oh
lighter
yeah,
hair
that's
or is
fair.
that,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I was going gray for a while because of stress back in the day for a couple years ago. And boy, I remember getting a haircut. This is off topic, but welcome to the podcast. But like, you know, and the hair got, grows kind of my hair. I was going to the supercuts for like 8 years, 8, 9 years. I stopped going because I moved in with my wife. And a different part of the Phoenix Valley where I'm in now. And I was like, okay, this is awesome. And she's like, man, you got a lot of grays. And he just cut my fucking hair. I'm 23.
Yeah,
I am
like
like 22, by
I
the
don't need the
way.
commentary.
I am never gonna forget. I was 22 years old. This bitch was in there talking about, oh, she's like, oh, you know, you got so, look at all your grays. Like, what, you must have a stressful, how are you in your 30s? Nope. I am 22. Thank you.
Could you just do the thing I paid you for, please?
Yeah, I've been going here from fucking since I've been 16. Let's not. I know you guys
Yeah.
by name. Like, you need. No. Ugh.
That's why I don't get my hair cut.
Yeah, I needed a trim, and then it got too much of a trim. And I texted the wife. I was like, you know how I like to keep my long hair? Because my hair has been long for the first time ever in my life. And she's like, yeah. I was like, well, I asked for a trim, and then just cut the whole thing off. So my hair was cut short for a while. This Russian woman would. But did I get a haircut like this? And I was like, no, yes, can I have a cut like this? And she's like, ah, duh, that is good. I'll cut it like that. I'm like, oh, thank you. It's like a whole thing. I'm like, ah, this is great. She's quiet most of the time and asked me a few questions. All right, cool. And it was like, and then she immediately went to, she took the clippers and went, and like a bunch came. I was like, oh, well, fuck. It's like, all right. I wanted to cry. I was like, God damn it. Oh, I
Oh
wanted to
man.
cry. But yeah, folks,
I just
welcome
can't
to
handle the
the.
sound of clippers anymore. I like
Yeah.
my parents had me basically shaved till high school.
Yeah, that was
So
me
like
too. That was me too. It was buzz cut because we couldn't afford it. So it was a buzz cut.
I think I would think it would be the opposite. Like they could, well, so they took me to the barber a lot of the time, and
Oh,
then they did it themselves the other half of the
we
time
yeah, we had
because
our
we
own
lived on base.
clippers.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they were
Most of
like,
them,
they're
yeah.
like, you got to be presentable because your dad's rank or whatever. And I was like, man, who are we presentable for? I'm fucking staying home all the time. Who am I being presented to?
Exactly,
What am I like?
exactly.
You got a fucking dowry sitting aside for me? Go fuck yourself. I. It
It's a
was. I was
whole
like.
thing.
I was like. You know, this is what they do to prisoners, right before they go into prison,
Oh,
right?
thanks for
You know,
selling it.
Jesus had
Thanks for
long
fucking
hair.
selling it. Yeah. Jesus had long hair. Look at that. Look at that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Flowing.
and they were like, "Well, it's a different era," and I was like, "All right, yes, sir." The fucking,
No.
my dad was in the army, did not appreciate when I did that, and I was like, "But you know, you're
Rob it
getting
up.
real military with me, I'll get real military with you."
That's fair. I mean, when I stuff with the Air Force, I had to keep my hair shut. That was like part of the reason why I was kind of buzzed for a couple of years when I did stuff with the Air Force when I was in teens or late teens, early 20s almost. I did some of them. That was the reason why I was buzzed for a little bit, but majority of the time it was like just because we're
That makes
poor.
sense.
Yeah. And it also makes sense for you and your dad being in the military and that too. So that makes sense. But yeah.
Yeah.
So either way, guys, Gavin is here, sold you guys on this new film coming up. We talked about the news, X-Men 97. We have talked a bunch of other random shit too, but that's what we do in this podcast. We always talk a bunch of random shit. And yeah. I do want to make it clear. I didn't mention in the last episode too. I mentioned it a little bit for reach out. If you guys want to be part of the podcast, I can, by the way, in interviews, whether it's this one, a newsroom, or anything. I mean, probably not comics history, but like probably everything but comics history because those are short little news segments. Reviews, even stuff like that too. Email us. We want to hear from you guys. What do you think about certain things? Email us, all right? It's going to be in the description box down below. If we don't mention it in the episode, always in the description box down below now. Email us, filmworld97. Audio, text it, I'll read it. If you're just like, it's a bunch of fuck bombs, and then I don't care, I'm not going to fucking read it. But if it's like the hate mail shit, we're not doing it. Like, you fuck off.
Yeah.
If you're doing
You
it
have
in
a
a funny
request for a
way,
character
I'll
you want
read
to
it.
hear the history on.
Yeah, I'm a sarcastic son of a bitch. If you're doing it in a sarcastic manner to be fun, I'll read it then. But like, that's it. Got him. Yeah. My wife was like, if you joined the army, you'd be the worst goddamn soldier. I'm like, why? She's like, you'd be great at your job. You'd give so much fucking back talk. And I'm like, yeah, that's fair.
Oh
Fuck.
yeah.
Fuck. I
Oh
did even
yeah.
as an
You
animal
got that.
cop. I did. I mean, even, oh, God, I gave back talk to a fucking FBI agent once. God, his
Fucking
face,
what?
man. Yeah, we had we had a case that involved FBI involved, DA involved, the officers who wear balaclavas where you have no idea what fucking branch they're from in the law enforcement, and you do not get to see their face like a Navy SEAL shit. It was bad. And oh yeah, it was nuts. And I remember like the feds were there, and I made a comment about them, like, we could stand around, we could actually do your fucking job for once. How about that, buddy? And they looked at me like, this motherfucker. Like, hey, you know what though? I made lots of friends that day, so that was what was great because they all appreciated it. And I also like, they started making dick jokes with me because it was involved chickens and all. So you can figure it out from there. And then, and also certain things. Yeah, I can't say more.
Yeah.
But and so like, there's a lot of dick jokes, right? And so then like, I gave a bunch of dick jokes back, and they're like, this guy can hold his own. I'm like, yeah, damn right. You guys are like 6'4" and fucking tanks, but I can hold my own. Eat shit. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
great. Yeah, it was a while. I'll tell you about it later. I'll tell you about it after we stop recording. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to wherever you do it. Like I said, to FilmWorld97, email us there. Subscribe wherever you listen to this as well for new episodes every Tuesday. I'll lend us some bonus content throughout the week as well. It's recorded. Dakota Morgan and YouTube for video game playthroughs. Gavin as well too. Soup Suits Cosplay. Stay tuned for that as well. He's doing a bunch of cool media shit as well. His suits are awesome. Really are. And I think, yeah, that's pretty much about it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Stay tuned though, folks. We have some really cool interviews I'm working on right now. Hopefully it comes through. But we're really working on that, and we're working on a few different partnerships at the moment too. And some new things are coming, folks. They are a coming, like a porno. They're a coming. Thanks everybody, as always, and stay creative, everyone.